Let's do some sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Kiki made me put it on the shopping list for our social distancing camping this weekend. So going to have some this weekend for sure. All right. What do you got?
All right. Baseball. Let's do it, man. While baseball still figured out how to get games going onto the field, some minor league teams have figured out how to deliver the baseball lifestyle to fans by selling concession stand foods to go. For example, fans of Richmond Flying Squirrels will be able to pick up fun food on Fridays, while the Fort Wayne Tin Caps are offering big meal kits that supposedly can feed an average family for a week. So if you're craving those baseball hot dogs and the baseball food, the fun food is what they're calling it, you can do so with some teams there. So, yeah, there you go. Football, the NFL is currently testing protective face masks. Made of surgical material that could cover the entire helmet face mask. It sounds like a fine idea, but let's be honest, there's almost zero social distancing in the game of football, which is going to make things very interesting moving forward. No, you know what? No. Sorry. Sorry. You know, I get what you're trying to do, and I understand it, and, you know, the idea and the meaning behind it is good, but we're not putting surgical masks over our face masks in football. Sorry. You're lucky they're wearing pink shoes around sometimes. Sorry, we're not putting face masks over the face mask. It's not going to happen. Sorry. Don't piss me off this morning, Art. Don't piss me off. You're trying to ruin these friggin' games, man. Trying to take fighting out of hockey. Trying to put face masks over face masks. Stop it. Texas and California. The governors of Texas and California have suggested that pro sports could take place in their states in June. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas said all sports can resume without spectators May 31st. That's in Texas. And Governor Gavin Newsom of California said he plans to allow sports to start up without fans in the first week of June. Things aren't getting back to normal for sure, but it's getting closer. It's inching there. It's getting there.
So. I hope we don't rush it, man. You know, even with us here in Michigan, I know people are going nuts and we want to go do things and be social and everything. But, you know, I hope we don't rush it because it's not going to do us any good if we get this rolling before it should. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If we're going to have to put surgical masks over our face masks in football, let's just wait.
Yeah.
You know, let's just chalk it up and start next year. I don't want to see one surgical mask on a helmet. I swear, I'll turn the TV off.
I'll smash my TV with a hammer. It'll be ridiculous. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Yeah, don't give us it all right now. We have two sports things to cover, so let's just spread it out a little bit. All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107 WIRX.
Here we go. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Here we go. What's up?
It's 7:27.
Seven. Sevens. A lot of sevens.
All the sevens.
How do you spell that?
S-E-B-N. Seven.
Seven.
Yep, I'm not sure. Not 100%. I'll have to look it up in the dictionary. Anyway, let's get to it. It's time for your sports. I can't get the button going.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
So good. It's just weird. I was just thinking about sports. I haven't set a score in, what, 2.5 months?
Yeah.
Not one score. I mean, I guess kind of with golf the other day.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because that was live, and there was a score with that, right?
Kind of. Yeah, I think so.
Skins game, but.
Close enough.
Anyway, baseball. Well, baseball's still figuring out how to get games going. Some minor league teams have figured out how to deliver the baseball lifestyle to fans by selling concession stand foods to go. For example, fans of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Damn, that's your.
I love that
flying
name.
Squirrels.
That's fantastic.
Watch out for them. You'll be able to pick up fun food on Fridays. That's what they call them, fun food Fridays. While the Fort Wayne Tin Caps are offering big meal kits that supposedly can feed the average family for a week. So that's pretty cool, man. So if you're kind of craving that baseball food, you can get some of it. So there you go. Football, moving on. NFL currently testing protective face masks made of surgical material that could cover the entire helmet face mask. It sounds like a fine idea. No, it doesn't. But let's be honest. There's almost zero social distancing in the game of football, which is going to make things very interesting moving forward. Yes. So quit trying to fancy it up with a surgical mask over. Could you imagine? Green 92! Can't hear you through your face mask. You know? You're looking like a bunch of... I love the idea.
If you go to that length, it doesn't need to happen.
Then let's just not do it.
Yeah.
Because that I'm telling you, I'm sorry. A face mask over the face mask in football is not going to prevent anything. It's not going to help. You're just doing it because you want Betty and Susie over there to be happy. That's all. That's the only reason. You know what?
Betty, I hate Susie, those two.
We're going to do it anyway. So just deal with it. If we have to put a face mask on to play football, I don't know, man.
All right.
I don't know if I can watch it.
Before your blood boils, why don't you just take a breath? We'll figure it out, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to go drink a Bud Light seltzer.
All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.